SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. A lot going on. We have, of course, this USA-Sweden game, which, yes, has now been rendered meaningless in terms of who's going to play for the title at this Four Nations thing on Thursday night. But that does not mean that there aren't still props to be bet on here with USA. We could use an Auston Matthews goal tonight. Let's just start by saying that. But we do have the hockey game tonight from Boston. I'm watching the end of this TGL as I got the Boston team against the Bay Club. And they're down 3-2 here as we head to the 10th hole. So hopefully Rory and Keegan Bradley can step up here and Hideki can step up over these last few holes and get us a victory. We do have some college basketball, Duke and Virginia. Later on, Arizona and Baylor. So we've got a few games of significance. The golf heading to Mexico this week. Maybe a couple football things as well. I'm sure we can find a few of those along the way. That's for sure. Mike Carver with you. Joined, of course, by the encyclopedia of college football. Fresh back from some R&R. The one, the only. Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, meat? I'm on this New Orleans. What do I have? I'm on a parlay tonight. Whoa. New Orleans and Nichols over the 148.5. I'm on Virginia plus the 14 in a hook. And I took a shot. I got CLV with Baylor. But I'm getting late intel that almost every mush is on them, and I'm now nervous. I'm nervous.
Well, you know why.
Coming across my desk.
You know why, right?
No, why? System
you know
play.
What Baylor's a system play tonight. System play. Unranked team favorite over the ranked team tonight in Waco. System play.
I like Virginia. I know we're against it, me and you.
I got to tell you, I had so many other things going on tonight that I backed off with the Duke. The number's pretty big. I think they're going to smash them, but maybe I can get like I got with, what was that game a couple weeks ago, Joe, where they were laying like 24 and they ended up, the NC State game. And I was able to get them at a much better number and they barely covered it. So I'm going to try to maybe do that tonight. Maybe they start slow. And I can.
What about K-State? Utah got the win over who on Saturday? BYU?
Kansas. Yeah. They beat at home. And BYU beat, Kansas State in Provo. So Kansas State had actually won a bunch of games, some big games before that, and were starting to maybe creep themselves back onto the bubble. But now, they're back in trouble. So they need a win tonight in Utah. They got to get things rolling again. That's a short number, Joe. Very short number.
Yeah, 2.5. 2.5. I don't know, Carver.
Two and a half.
What about this hockey? So with the U.S. playing in the finals at this hockey?
No matter what happens tonight. It's USA, Canada on Thursday night for the championship. So this game really, Joe, means nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that.
Canada? They beat them 3-1, I thought.
Yeah, but the U.S. is 2-0. So the other teams and Canada's now won. Canada played this afternoon and won, which is why Canada has already clinched the spot. See, in order to get some drama tonight, they needed that game to go to overtime today, the Canada-Finland game. But once somebody won in regulation, that eliminated Sweden. So Sweden's got nothing to play for here tonight. United States have nothing to play for. I do need Matthews, Joe, to finish off. I did your favorite. I did a McDavid-Matthews goal scorer parlay, and McDavid scored in the Canada game. So that's already in the barn. So we need Matthews to finish that off. I've got Gensel tonight for a goal as well, and Willie Nylander for Sweden to score. I don't really know. I kind of feel, Joe, Sweden's the side.
Yeah.
I don't think that the United States are going to be, you know, playing with as much intensity as they played the first two games, because they know they have a big one coming up on Thursday, whereas Sweden can kind of... Now, it dipped down to 5.5 after the
six
game. Oh, you back up to 6. It was 5.5 for a little while before, so it's been banged back up. You want to take the over, Joe? You want to go over?
Yeah.
I am on a goal in the first 10 minutes. I do have that on the gift tonight in this game, so goal in the first 10 minutes. But, Joe, if you want to do the over, I'll play. I'll go with you.
Let's do the over 6.5.
Let's root it in.
And I'm putting it with Virginia.
All right. I'll put it with I'm going to put it with Baylor.
I got a profit boost, too. I don't know.
Oh, it must be nice. Now, how do you get a profit boost?
It just knocked Virginia down.
You know what? I forgot about the profit boost. Yeah, let's do the profit boost, though. You need to put an SGP together. Let's do that quick. Come on.
I did it with Virginia plus the 12.5.
Oh, they let you use that? That profit boost on it?
As long as it's live, Virginia just tipped. Come on, hurry up.
No, I have a different thing than you then.
All right, then I
have NHL only SGP profit boost. So I'm going to have to put somebody to get a point in these games here to match it up. So that won't take me very long, I don't think.
I took Virginia. I got a bad number too. Plus the 12.5. Not good.
Plus the 12.5, huh?
I got a plus 14.5 too, but you know.
All right, Gensel to score, okay?
Let's go with Gensel. Gary Gensel?
Your boy Gensel.
Jim Gensel?
All right, there you go. I'm in, Joe. I'm on the over with Gensel to score.
All right.
Boy Jake. So let's get him in.
Jake. All right.
So we have a lot of live. You're not in on this TGL, the golf in the simulator?
Nah,
hit the ball to the screen.
It's
on the deuce right now. It's on the deuce. It's on ESPN2.
Does this count?
What do you mean, does it count? What is that?
I don't know. Like, what is this exactly?
This is the TGL. This is the indoor simulator league. This is the third game today. They've had a triple header. It's been a wild day.
I don't understand what that means. It looks like a pitch and putt. Looks like a pitch putt to me.
So look, they tee off into the big screen, the simulator screen.
Yeah.
And then all the chipping and putting is done on that surface, and it fluctuates by each hole, and it modulates. It's a really cool technology. And that's where they go to putt.
I'm going to bow out of that. I'll watch it and try to get a feel.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I still am a little skeptical about betting on guys hitting into screens. You know, that just doesn't... I don't know how else
it's like playing roulette with the electronic ball. It's like playing roulette with the electronic ball. Speaking of roulette, smash this weekend.
You smashed it, or they smashed you?
Smashed me late night. Saturday night.
Oh, Joe, down at AC. Can't get it going. Just couldn't get it going.
Bad story.
I saw you breaking bread, though. I saw you. Big break meal down there. You and DRS hanging out. Got a lot happening. Yeah, I know. I saw all the pics. You and DRS making it happen.
That was pre-meal. Was he in here? Fast, he doesn't eat.
I know, he eats like one big meal a day, right? That's what he does.
Yeah.
He says the one big meal a day. But
I well with the hoops on Saturday.
You were hot. Saw you tweeting about it. Although you didn't send me to plays, but you were hot. Bing, 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 bing. You were all over the place. Barbara and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, just getting going on a Monday night. We're here on the grid, back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here with you on a Monday night on the grid. All right, Joe, so update to this hockey game. And that is that the guy that I was hoping for, and thank God he just didn't play, because that's better than him playing and just, you know, quitting after a period or something. Matthews is out. Upper body soreness. He's not going to play tonight for USA. So they're going to play a forward short because they just don't carry enough guys. And they're already sitting Matthew Tkachuk tonight, and they're sitting McAvoy tonight. So they only took two extra skaters on the team. So they're going to play a man down this evening. But that's unfortunate, Joe. I was hoping that I'd get a big payout with Matthews. At least I'm still going to get my money because McDavid did score. They're just going to void it, right, because he's not going to dress. So I'll be all right there.
Oh, that's good. All right. So let's see what we can put together here. And we have to try and put together. Virginia hanging in there. They're down one. I thought this would be a close game. What do we have here? 64 points. 64 minus 149.
Is it close?
I need
a shot
85.
For Keegan. Let's go. Let's
Keegan
go,
Bradley.
Joe.
All right.
Bradley,
all right.
What a shot.
All right. You can get it done, Carver. You can get it done. What's best? You got to get it done. Come on, Virginia. Don't leave me at the altar today. Come on, man.
Great shot. Yeah, slow start there, Joe. 13-12 Duke I've got with about 12 minutes left in the first half in that one. So that's the one game. And I don't know how you started pulling out some of these other ones that you're in on tonight. Nichols. You're in on Texas A&M Corpus Christi, too? You got them on the card?
I'm in on the over of Nichols in New Orleans, 148.5.
Okay.
They got 64 in the first.
Boston wins the hole, Joe. We're tied up 3-3 going to 11. 3-3. Let's go.
All right. Okay.
Great shot, Keegan. Keegan did something, which is nice to see.
Meanwhile, I'm watching this Virginia game. I got it on dark. I thought Virginia was in the blue, like the dark. They're in the white. I'm rooting on the wrong team here.
They're home, pal.
I know, guy. All right?
What else? You didn't send me any of the plays this weekend of all these college games that you hit. You didn't get any, but you had a great Saturday. You were, the over in the Auburn-Alabama game? Over in Auburn-Alabama.
Texas Tech.
Smash blowout winner. Texas Tech smash play. They destroyed them.
Vandy
getting the points.
Crypto
play.
The only one hung on by a thread, which really started it, was Arkansas plus the 8.5. I was screaming in the trap book, swallow that whistle. Swallow that whistle. They were because they shot free throws, right?
Yeah.
And they make it 8 with 10 seconds left. And I'm like, they're not going to foul with 10 seconds, right? And they were like, not going to. And then with about 3 minutes left, 3 seconds left, they got a little like, they were like trying to trap the guy. And I just, they were trying to foul, and the ref was having none of that. I kept saying, swallow that whistle. Swallow that whistle. They lost. They lost by 8.
Now, down at AC on Saturday night, did they have the hockey game on everywhere? Was everyone into the hockey game?
I couldn't tell you because I was at Carmine's from 9 to like midnight.
Yeah, so you were there during the whole game then. You wouldn't know. I was interested to know after the book because it seemed like all the attention it got was the most watched thing this weekend. I saw it was the most bet sporting event this weekend, the USA
game. Yeah, the Auburn game up on everything. And I will say, underrated book. I love the book, book at the Trop. All airy, light comes in.
I haven't been there in a long time. I haven't been to the Trop in forever.
Very small, quaint. Nobody goes there. Beautiful. It's great.
Who's got the book there? Who runs the book out of the Trop?
It used to be DraftKings, but I don't think it is anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
And who
got
Borgata? Borgata's MGM, right? Borgata's got the MGM book.
You tell me what you think. Look at that. look all airy. And that was like around 5:30, Carver. But the light comes down, so it's airy. It's an open. It's not dark.
It's Caesars, Joe. Caesars.
Is it? Yeah, where does it say that?
One of the picks you sent has a big Caesars Sportsbook thing up on the top. So.
There you go. Wasn't even paying attention.
It's a nice book. I mean, for AC, it's a nice book. AC doesn't have that many, you know. It's not like Vegas. The sports books at AC, I know that some rebuilt them.
The best one in AC, I think, is Wild West.
You know, I used to love that Bally's Wild Wild West. I used to go there all the time. I'd stay there.
Not Caesars anymore, though. That's the only thing.
So wait, the Bally's or the Wild? It's still Bally's in Wild Wild West, right? Or did they?
Yeah, yeah. They just, but Bally's but isn't under Caesars. The Caesars, right? Trop is now under. That's why. So.
Oh, okay. So they bought the Trop Caesars, huh? Caesars owns the Trop down there.
Yeah, that's place why they was got jumping the over the weekend. And, let me tell you, for the food, everything, food. Yeah.
They Trop still got the that. They still got that nightclub up there by Carmine's Anthem. Too. There's another one over there.
Cafe Lubre. Wow, what do you want?
That one. What's the name of that place?
Cafe Lubre. Libre, whatever it is. They got everything there. If you're a foodie,
late nights in there.
If you're a foodie, you go to Trop. They got food for everything, Carver. Pizza, crepes, everything's open 24/7. What do you want? Your health food, they got it all.
Couple late nights in that burger Libre place, man.
They got their own burger place there. Oh, it's great.
I know. They got the Irish joint, too, with the bar, with the Guinnesses. They
Wild
got that
Honey.
Going.
Wild yeah, Honey. Sure. I ate there a couple days.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll come back. They're about to start this hockey game, thank God. We'll get it going right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. So some early winners here, Joe. Cash, goal in the first 10 minutes.
Good.
At the hockey game. Chris Kreider, third, 35 seconds in. Kreider didn't play the first two games. He's in because Tkachuk wasn't playing tonight in his hometown. Bang, Joe, gets USA rocking. Right out of the gate. So 3 minutes in, we've already got a goal. We're on this over 6.5 as well. But at least we got that goal in the first 10.
Good.
Already in the bag
as
well.
Is that plus money?
DraftKings had a boost tonight, Joe. It went from like minus 160 to even money. So I played that even money for the goal first 10. So that's where we are with that. And that's it. The Bay just retook the lead on Boston at the TGL. Nice putt from this Ludvig Hebert, who I'm going to have a hard time dealing with. This guy's just too good. So now they're on the 12th hole. So 12, 13, 14, 15. They got four holes to go here. And we'll see if Rory and Boston can get something cooking and come back in this thing. 24-14, Duke leads Virginia, Joe. 10-point lead now for Duke.
They're getting smashed. Bad pick.
Nothing. Okay, well, you know, you got some time there. I mean, you got a little bit of time. Anything can happen, Joe. Yeah. You know, you got Nichols going, too. That's the over you got, right?
Yeah.
Northern Iowa up on Murray State in the Valley. You got a few games going on right now. That's for sure. So, I don't even have to ask you. You didn't watch any of the NBA All-Star nonsense,
right?
Yeah,
I watched McClung. I saw the highlights of McClung.
Yeah, if you can get excited about that, I guess that's what. Man, I got to tell you, I didn't watch.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't watch it, obviously. But I see, you know, nowadays, Joe, you don't need to watch. You get all the highlights, all the clips of it on social media after it happened. You know, everybody tweets out.
But what is everybody up in arms about? It was terrible?
Well, it's been terrible for years. But it was it was a 3-hour broadcast, Joe. So it was, I guess, from 8 to 11 East. I guess was the time of the event. There was only 36 minutes of actual basketball of the 3 hours. The other 2 hours and 25-ish minutes were all done with just commercials and Shaq, Chuck, and Ernie, or Kevin Hart, and all that. 2.5 hours of them and only a half an hour of actual game being played. At least Trae Young had the stones after the game to be like, yeah, that was awful. Like, that was like that was not, how could the fans have liked that? You know, how could you be into it? You know, it's tough.
Look, it's bad, and it's not even it's a contact sport, but it's nowhere near hockey or football, right? Where you could say the guys don't want to get hurt, but at the end of the day, I mean, 36 minutes and 2.5 hours of garbage. Come on.
36 minutes of actual basketball playing. It should be like hour and a half out of 3 hours.
That's terrible.
Like an hour and a half.
Terrible. I'm dead to rights in this game with Virginia. It's just, I already counted it as a loser. Got no shot.
You think they're going to get smashed? Smash City now?
I thought Duke, which, by the way,
Duke's,
smashed
Duke's
Stanford.
Already had their, like, you know, they lost at Clemson a couple weeks ago. I don't see them losing to anybody lower than them on the road.
I think
they're
going to
finish it off the next few weeks, take over the year. They're the best team by far in that conference. Best team by far. This Wyndham Clark, hopefully he misses this show, or else he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Hideki missed a long putt. Clark needs this to win the hole. Oh, he blew it, Joe. It lipped out. How about that? There you go. Come on, Boston with a little life here. Come on now. Let's go. Rally. Let's rally here with three holes left.
Why can't we do that, Carver?
Oh, we got a chance for a big night here, Joe. Lipped out. He threw the hammer, too. It was worth double points. What a shame. Joe's got no clue what I'm saying either with the double points, the hammer.
I can't find it. So.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. Did you see, Joe, where they're... I just saw the commercial for it. Where they're playing the next outdoor NHL game. See that?
No, where's that? Where's that going to be?
It's going to be where the national champions of college football currently reside. Columbus,
really?
Ohio. Ohio Stadium, home of the Buckeyes.
All right.
For the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Detroit Red Wings. It's Ohio against everybody.
It's Ohio versus everybody. Is he going to call out Lou Holtz, too, for this?
You know he'll be there for that. I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a whole bunch of Ohio State nonsense that goes along with that. So he'll be there for it.
All right.
It's possible. You go to a hockey game in a college football stadium, Joe? You into that? A hockey game?
Not really.
Not really. Not for Joe.
I'm into Virginia covering the 14.5. Bury this. It taken way too much. This team, since Bennett left, I mean, Bennett coached this team right into the ground, and then all of a sudden he gets out of Dodge and the team sucks. Like they don't even play defense anymore. Like, what is the identity of this team? What is the identity?
What's the identity? What is the identity of the team?
Seriously, they're getting smashed. They're down 13 points at home.
Did you put any slips in on the Great American Race?
You're killing me with these sports. I mean, you know, basically, no.
You
got to
understand something. You got to understand something.
The Great
American
Race. I was
thinking about it this morning when I woke up to get ready for the week. I think because of the way that this NBA All-Star break and the NHL doing this Four Nations thing, falling on the same week.
Yeah.
You can make a case this is like, now look, if you're a big college basketball fan, it's all good. You got that, obviously, college basketball all night, and we'll be into that. Tonight's just, it's a light schedule. You can make a case this is like probably one of the two or three worst weeks of the year. Like the baseball all-star break week is always the worst week. That is hands down the worst because there's nothing else. It is an absolute dead zone with nothing else happening. But now there's some things happening this week. But all in all, it's a tough week, Joe. It's a tough week.
It's horrible. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, you know, trying to scrape two nickels together with these college basketball games. I mean, am I on pace in the second half of this Nichols game? Am I on pace?
Well, what total do you have?
148.5.
You have 148.5, and right now they have it at 135.5.
Smashed.
I'm going to say that you're not on pace. Not on pace, Joe. I wish that wasn't the case, but you're not on pace.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Happens, I guess.
It does happen. There's no question about that. It does happen.
You know?
Want to take Kansas State?
I was thinking about it. You want to take the over in that game?
Not particularly.
Why?
I don't really want to mess with the total. I think Kansas State's the better team.
Do you?
Yeah. I think Kansas State's better. I know the game's in Utah. But I think that's the one. I like that. And I got it's a system play. I have to play Baylor. I don't feel great about it. I like Arizona's been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But system play is a system play. You have to play.
Okay. All right.
Can't go away from it.
All right, so go with it.
System play. So you didn't answer my question. No slips on the Great American Race?
Nah, come on. Great, I don't even know what it is. What is it, the Great American Race?
What was the pick you gave? Where's the pick that Matias gave me Friday night? Who'd you pick in that race, Matias? I didn't play it. Who'd you pick?
You asked Brad me Keselowski. Keselowski.
That's the same guy that Luke gave me. So Luke gave me Keselowski and Kyle Busch. Both guys wrecked in the last 10 laps. Both of them wrecked. There was a ton of wrecks. Here's how bad NASCAR is, Joe. This is how bad they are. The same guy has won the Daytona 500 2 years in a row, and the average person couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
What's
How bad
name?
Is that? Byron something? William Byron? Won for the second year in a row, and nobody knows who he is. That guy could be walking down
the street. There was a massive crash.
There was a couple crashes in the last 10 laps. But either way, Joe, forget the crashes for a second. NASCAR used to have, you know, guys like me and you who don't watch. If you heard a couple names, you'd be like, Tony Stewart, a NASCAR driver. Jeff Gordon, NASCAR driver. Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR driver. Like the names were there. The stars.
Like, no stars.
Who the hell are these guys? Like, who are these guys in the Daytona 500 now?
Land of Misfit Toys.
How did Matias do with the fighting? Did he get into any winners on Saturday?
I don't think he did. He was tweeting, "Don't go against the Brazilians ever."
Did that guy win? The Brazilian win the fight?
He won. I got my ass kicked. I got completely smoked. The Brazilians went 3-4.
Chaos.
A bad showing. But not only that, the two picks I gave. They were both ass. You know, Gregory Rodriguez ran out of gas. Knocked down Cannonier about three times. Couldn't get the job done. Ran out of gas. Chaos Williams got slept, choked out. I sent you guys the video of that one. That was pretty brutal. But Gregory Rodriguez, gutless, ran out of gas after the first round. Could have knocked him out multiple times. Guy ran out of gas. Cannonier took advantage, knocked him out instead. It's crazy.
That's terrible. That's just terrible. That's not
well, you
good.
Think you're going to win, Joe. You know, this guy's killing this guy for five straight minutes, and the other guy's in survival mode. The guy runs out of gas, like a drug dump. Just runs out of gas. Couldn't even lift his arms anymore.
Chaos Williams, he brings the chaos. He brings it. He brings the guy gets smashed. He gets tapped out. Like, really? I mean, you give us these out-of-shape guys, you know, tomato cans. We're trying to make money, and at the end of the day, the guy doesn't even bring it. No bang for the buck, Matias. No bang for the buck.
Where are they this week? You got Cejudo this week? Cejudo?
Ooh!
In Seattle. They're in Seattle this week.
At the Climate Pledge?
But you know what? Fights are dropping off left and right. We already lost two fights for the fight card. So they've got two fights on the board right now.
Fights.
Dropping like flies.
Unbelievable. Really is. Boy. Unbelievable. Well, that's the UFC for you. UFC time. All right, Joe. Still 1-0 as they hit the 10-minute mark in Boston. And Sweden's on the power play. We need goals, Joe. Let's go. Take a Sweden goal. Nylander. We get a Nylander goal? I put a couple with the golf, Joe. Some of the goal scorers tonight. They're in Mexico this week. They should call this PGA tournament the Joe Lisi Invitational. Not one big name is going to Mexico. This is the week. I'm playing Toasty. 80-1. 100-1, actually. I got him at a better book. It was 80 on the book I usually play at golf, and then he was 100 at another, so I wouldn't play him there. 100-1 Toasty this week. He's played well here in the past. Smash it down in Mexico.
All right, you want to do Toasty? We'll do Toasty. I mean, what do you want me to say? All right,
we're in, baby.
Hopefully we could actually make some money this time.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, back then.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. So 4-4 in this TGL. They're on the last hole, which is Matsuyama against Wyndham Clark. It's a long par 5 hole. And Matsuyama put it out there already. We'll see if maybe Wyndham Clark can like put it in the cavern there and miss. Be nice. Man, this is something. They're out in the desert here, Joe. They're about in the same spot.
I'm getting smashed here.
You're getting smashed, Joe, unfortunately, because Duke is now up 41-26 on Virginia with just under 2 minutes to go in the half. What are you getting, Joe? 14.5?
Yeah, 14.5.
Yeah, they're gonna have to obviously play him heads up in the second half. You're giving that all away now.
Yeah.
You have a lot of work to do, Joe.
Somebody got hurt on Duke here, number 6. Maybe. I hope
in
he's
the
not
second hour, we're going to go through the whole slate for Tuesday. We'll take a look at all the games because it's a college basketball week, really. This is what we have. College hoops, making it happen. Great shot by Matsuyama. Puts a lot of pressure on Wyndham Clark.
What can we bet? Do we have any scoring in the hockey after the 1-0?
Still 1-0.
They opened up this Nichols game starting to run. 55-38 now. 139.5 starting to inch up a little bit. What is that? They're on 93. I need 56 more points in 11 minutes. Come on, Virginia. Could we do something? Like, look at this. Guy's wide open. Huh? He went for the jam. What are you doing? The guy got mugged, though, going to... Look at this. This guy gets mugged. No call. No call. I mean, how is that not body? No body there?
This guy's got a long putt he's going to have to hit, Joe. I need this Wyndham Clark to blow one here. I don't think Matsuyama's going to make this. He's got like a 13, 14-footer uphill.
Does he?
Yeah, this is not ideal.
Boy, I tell you, this is just, it just never fails.
Keith's on the ground reading it. Is that Rory down there reading it?
Mm. Not good.
A big moment here, Joe. Big moment at the TGL.
All right, what's the big moment?
This is a big putt. Matsuyama makes this. He's going to put a lot of pressure on Wyndham Clark. Might have a playoff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's all on the line here. What? Oh, I see now. This Nichols game, it's 55-38. That's what you have for the Nichols game?
Yeah.
All right, so you're moving a little bit now. They move the total up?
Yeah. 10 points off the pace right now.
Yeah, so that means it hasn't moved much. Total's not really moving. I mean, 139. Better than 135 like it was a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Come on, Hideki. Bury this. 17-footer, Joe. It's even further out than I thought. 17-footer. He's not going to get it. He pushes it wide. What a loser. Now it's all about this Wyndham Clark. He's got like a 7 or an 8-footer. He's going to make this guy. Because it's this. If this was like, you know, a real tournament, he'd probably blow this, but I'm sure he's going to make this. Here it is, to win it for the Bay.
Vito.
Is that halftime?
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Oh, you turned it on? You put it on?
No, I'm rooting it for you. We're down 17.
Like, why is he? Just, what is he doing? Why did he? Why did he step back off of it?
They
made him think about it. They called a timeout on him, Joe. It's like icing the kicker, what they just did to him. He was about to line up the putt. Rory called a timeout, making him think about it.
All right.
Icing the kicker.
Okay, let's get
icing
it. Let's get
the
it.
Putter. The punter for the Eagles is there, Joe, having a good time.
Good for him. Good. I mean, why shouldn't he? He's a champion, right?
He is a champion. He'll keep that forever.
Yeah.
Wyndham Clark, he hits it, and that's it. The Bay wins. That stinks.
I'm dead to rights here. I just hate losing. 55-40. We're starting to come on. I need scoring, Carver. I need scoring.
Turn this off. Yeah, turn this off now, Joe. Bothers me.
That's it. Just bothers. Smashed.
All right, Joe, we get back on the horse. Go to the next one, to the hockey game.
Nah, I mean, could I backdoor this Virginia game? I'm down 17 at the half.
Go in for more. They got to be giving you 20 now, right? What are they giving you live?
Hang on, let me see.
Double the meat.
This Virginia team has nobody. They're just a bunch of has-beens.
Why'd you bet them?
Look at it. I have no idea. That's a goaltend. How is that not a goaltend? Look at this, wide open. Pop it, kid. Hey.
Well, Joe, they're giving you, like I said, 20 and a half. Gotta take that. 20 and a half.
14 at the half. Right on the number. Jeez.
Get involved, Joe. You might as well. It's Monday night. Nothing else happening. You don't have any, like, Malik Monk threes at 10 o'clock that you can play. Might as well go in.
Who won the MVP? Steph Curry?
Sweden scored, Joe. 1-1.
All right, good. Who won the MVP last night? Steph Curry?
Steph Curry won the MVP.
What a pig. Let me tell you, what a pig. All of a sudden, he knows how to hit threes?
Well, you got to understand something. The game, it wasn't even like a real game, Joe. They played to 40. The game was over in like 12 minutes. Like, it's like, it was nonsense. Did you see the format of the game?
No.
It was stupid. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. This is how slow a week it is, Joe. This is how slow it is this week. Matias was just asking me about some tennis future at some tournament in Rio de Janeiro. Some off-the-wall tournament. And I don't even have a number on it. Who's this guy's name, Matias? What was this guy?
This young phenom. Remember the name. Joao Fonseca. He just won the Argentina Open this past week. One of the youngest players actually ever win it. He's on like the same stardom as like Carlos Alcaraz was when he was young. He's just beating everybody up, and he's 18 years old. He's a phenom. He's big. He's strong. He hits the ball like he's 26 years old. He's only 18. So he's the future.
Wow,
Fonseca. Okay. He's facing Mueller. Alexandre Mueller on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock East. Guys, minus 440 in that match? Minus 440?
Yeah, you know, I hope all this stuff doesn't get to his head because he's so young. He's so raw, but he is.
And you want to play him to win the tournament.
Yeah, but you know what? I know that the secret's out because in this last major, people started to recognize his name because he started winning big matches. So it's like, oh, who's this kid just hitting the ball like, you know, like Hercules, man. He just pounds his forehand. It's amazing. And the U.S. Open actually already has him as, like, the top 10 to win the damn U.S. Open. So the secret's kind of out. I bet you he's, like, top 3 to win this tournament this week in Brazil, in his home country. Man, the stadium is full for this kid, guys. Every single point that this guy scores, imagine all the points that there's in a tennis match, the crowd just roars. And even in Argentina, you know, the enemy country, people are showing up to watch this kid because – He's a cheap ticket right now. You know what I mean? He ain't going to be so cheap in the future.
All right.
Tennis. Love it's to one hear of those it. Weeks, man. One of those Tennis. Weeks.
This is it.
Fonseca. Is it. So what's his number to win the U.S. Open? It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get lower.
I think it was plus 10. Plus 10. It was
Oh, I need 10. More than that. I got 24 to 1. 24 to 1. For Fonseca.
For what, the Rio Open or the U.S.?
No, the U.S. Open. The major. U.S. Open, 24-1.
I would take it now before it gets any smaller because this kid's going to keep winning. You know, the more he wins, the more the number is just going to go lower. And that number probably was a lot lower after this past weekend where he won the Open, which nobody expected him to do because he got Sweden top players goal. Playing in these tournaments. 2-1
Sweden. 3 goals in the first period, Joe. Let's go.
We get this back door in Virginia. Can we get the back door in Virginia?
Did you go in for more?
143.5 on Nichols now. 156.50.
Oh, maybe overtime, Joe. Overtime would help.
Yeah.
Right? You said it's 56.50?
Yeah. 7 minutes
left. That's a great shot. That's a nice goal for Sweden. So 2-1. U.S. scored 30 seconds into the game. Weren't very good the rest of the period, and Sweden has now built themselves a 2-1 lead. The total, Joe's at 7.5 now in that game. And you can get the USA at plus +110. I told you right before they started, I thought Sweden was the side tonight.
Yeah.
Now, there's a long way to go here. We got a couple periods to go. Well, now what? I failed. I came out with a good first period. 2-1 lead.
Yeah. The over was plus +110. What did you get on the over? I got 6.5 plus +110. 6.5 plus the 110.
I have it in a parlay, so I have it in an SGP.
So. All right.
But I think it was about that. Because like I said, I thought I saw a few hours ago, 5.5. So if it was plus money to the over, 6.5. That makes some sense. All right, end of 2-1 there. So we got nothing now. Duke still at the half?
Yeah.
43-29. Oh, Kansas State's going to start now. I'm going in Kansas State, plus the 2.5.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if I can get this total at some point.
You want to put it with the golf? Toasty?
Toasty? First round leader?
You could do that.
All right, let me think about it.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.